I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's trying to clear the air a little bit on a podcast recently.
It's nice to clear the air sometimes, you know?
A week or so ago, Kadarius Toney was on the new Rory and Mal podcast to talk about his career. And he, of course, praised Patrick Mahomes, talked about his time in Kansas City. And at one point he said, quote, "The moment I realized that, like, one practice, the man threw a crazy pass, yeah, I realized he's different. Never seen anybody do anything like that. They're not even playing an overall video, and it was on the money. But our chemistry started when I first got there. The coaches kind of made it an emphasis, like, oh, yeah, we got to make sure y'all put your time to make sure everything is kind of on point because we need you right now." You took this as he was just trying to.
I think he'd like to be back with the Chiefs.
You think so?
I think Kadarius Toney.
He'd like to just have a job in the NFL. Yes.
Yeah. But also, he probably realized how good he had it. Huh. I don't know.
His career is like toast at this point.
Is there like a team that would take him up? The Chiefs have taken. Here's the one thing I'll say for Kadarius Toney. I think part of the reason he brings this up, the Chiefs have not exactly been unwilling to bring in former Chiefs wide receivers.
This is different. This is different.
Back into this the fold over the last couple
I think
of years.
I hate it.
Don't get me wrong. I want this guy nowhere near the team.
He had the whole Instagram video, hacking, all of that whole thing.
He was hacked, man.
You had this.
20-17 Buffalo. They send another blitz. Selling out. Flag on the play. Might be a free one. They've got Kelce at the 30. Kelce 25. Angling back. 20. Now he's going to lateral it back at the 15-yard line. It's Toney. 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. They mess around in practice with this all the time. It's going to go with a 49-yard touchdown. Kelce, the old University of Cincinnati quarterback.
Offside. Number 19. Offense. Lined up in the neutral zone.
Oh.
The way that
I didn't want to hear that play ever again.
Actually.
He's like,
sorry about that. Sorry about that.
So you wouldn't welcome back Kadarius Toney with open arms?
No, don't need it. No.
I just remember people when he got
focus
traded
on the rap career.
He was getting
and
ready
on.
To be a 700-yard wide receiver. Yeah. Former. He doesn't even have 1,000 yards in his career. Do you believe that? He is now.
I do believe it actually.
wait. Total or in one season?
Total. Man. He is at four NFL seasons as a former first round pick.
Yeah.
He has played in 35 games. He has started 10. His career numbers are 82 catches for 760 yards and 3 touchdowns. What the hell were they doing trying to make this a thing? Did they really tell Kadarius Toney, we need you? Need you for what?
Is his career as bad as John Ross's was? He might have a worse career than John Ross.
No. Well, he doesn't. Drew, he did. In fact, he did
he's got
have
a better
a
shot at a rap mass, career, he had, text line pointed out.
He had a massive play or two to help them win a Super Bowl. To say that he has had a worse career than Justin Ross is not fair at all.
No.
Come on.
He has worse numbers than him.
I don't care. He had a massive punt return. He also had a touchdown.
He has less career numbers than Justin Ross? Yeah.
John Ross's numbers.
Come on.
John Ross or Justin Ross?
John Ross.
I thought you said Justin Ross.
No, I went first round bust.
That's okay.
Bengals, John Ross.
I have to look at John. That might be different.
John Ross was picked. He had 63 catches for 963 yards and 11 touchdowns.
Well, Toney got the ring. So
I mean, it's hard to get a ring.
End all be all, but like,
we're talking about 1,000 yards in your career. It is not if we're talking about a guy that had a 10-year career, and when we're talking about two guys that obviously were buzzed.
I also got to be honest. John Ross didn't win any favor here. He was pick 9 before the Chiefs took Patrick Mahomes at 10. And so, like,
and let me be the person who makes the joke. He also was drafted by the Bengals, who were not in a position to win a Super Bowl.
I mean,
he helps when you're drafted by the Chiefs, or when you're traded to the Chiefs.
Joe Burrow was starting.
Kadarius Toney will always
help
them win a Super Bowl, man. That you cannot take away.
John Ross had Andy Dalton throwing him the football.
Big time moment, man. Big time moment against the Eagles.
Didn't he have a couple of years with Andy or with Burrow? He was taken in 2017. He played through 2020. When was Burrow drafted?
Much earlier. This was much earlier.
Burrow was drafted in 2020.
This was much earlier. John Ross was much earlier.
John Ross played as a Giant in 2021, yes.
He had the best individual season. How about we had a 7-touchdown season with 210 yards? What were they doing with John Ross back in 2018?
They were doing what the Chiefs should be doing with Xavier Worthy. They said, go deep and we'll throw you the ball. 4.42 speed, we'll just throw it up to you. And he did well.
I mean, Wells, relative. He had 210 yards. He got in the end zone.
Yes, correct.
Wells, let's not say Wells.
Hey, if you're in the end zone,
less than 1,000 career yards.
If you're in the end zone as a wide receiver, you're doing your job, I guess.
I mean, that's
a skill. In some way, shape, or form. But yes, the pick before Mahomes is a tough look.
I'm just like, I just go back at those, and it's like the two teams, the franchises they've held down the most, all had a free crack. Not like they had to trade up. They just had to either not trade their pick and take Patrick Mahomes, pick him at 9 instead of John Ross. Every team, like specifically the teams that the Chiefs have done a really good job holding down painfully, those teams all had a free shot at Patrick Mahomes.
Wait a second. When was Mahomes drafted? Year?
2017.
Okay.
John Ross is the player, yes, text line from the 816, who retired 2 days after Chiefs training camp.
And then he came back a couple months later and said he wants to still play.
Yeah.
Not for them, but
yeah. Chiefs training camp was too hard. He was looking for a lighter workout.
Who knows what was going on. He might have had some personal stuff. I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone said future Ring of Honor. Kadarius.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think he actually gets in the Ring of Honor?
No, okay. Drew, stop.
Hang on.
Let's not get carried away.
The way that you are talking about this play in the Super Bowl, I'm just saying, McCole Hartman is then,
no,
right?
No, McCole Hartman's not getting in the Ring of Honor.
You don't think McCole Hartman's getting in the Ring of Honor?
Okay. Does he have, 3,000, not even that, 2,000 career receivers?
Hang on. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about moments. McCole Hartman has
he's got great moments.
Good moments.
No, he'll be here for the, we're doing the 10-year anniversary of this Super Bowl champion dinner. He'll be at that.
Okay. I think in total, in the entire franchise's, 50-plus year history, including coaches, players, contributors, et cetera, I think they have over 50 in there, but no, come on, Drew, come on.
I'm just asking a question.
They might as well put LRZ in there too.
I didn't say he should be in there.
He helped. He provided LRZ provided radio shows content in the summer months.
Kept the distractions away from other players.
He should be in. I was asking if he was, or if you actually thought he was.
I do think that there's sometimes I wonder, because we did this argument at the Royals. I do think there's an argument of just put in teams that win championships together as a unit.
A team, an individual player.
Like individual players, the biggest individual players can still have their thing. But you invite everyone out for the team and this, you don't put them in the Ring of Honor, you just honor the team. It's the 5-year, it's the 10-year anniversary, here they are. You don't have to be in the Royals Hall of Fame.
McCole Hartman. McCole Hartman, Kadarius Toney is funny, though.
McCole's got a way better argument for Toney.
That's why I asked.
Cody and I are laughing, too, because we know deep down. Him and I have had a back and forth for years on Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu's getting in their Chiefs Ring of Honor one day, way down the road. I'm convinced. Much stronger case for him.
I don't even think Tyrann should get in. I think McCole. I'm not willing to go that far down the list.
Tyrann Mathieu gets in the Ring of Honor.
Shout out to the 913. John Ross has had a better career because he did get a ring this year with the Eagles.
Yeah, he didn't actually play, though.
You know what's going to hurt?
But he has a ring.
He didn't actually play.
Do you know what's going to hurt?
Kadarius Toney made a play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he caught a touchdown. Do you know what's going to hurt Tyrann Mathieu now? Is that Tyrann Mathieu only played 3 seasons in Kansas City.
Yeah.
By the time they're starting to do the Ring of Honor stuff, they're going to decide between guys with more rings than him. Chiefs players who had 3 years or 4 years in Kansas City, but got more rings.
Yeah, but we're acting I understand the current number of players that have made in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. When you have the run and one of the greatest runs.
The numbers are getting ready to go up. Yeah,
like,
I got you.
You're going to have more people than you, because it's the greatest era of your franchise's history. So it'll seem like there's way more. And also, I'm talking about, this is, he's still playing for the Saints. So this is way, I mean, it could be 20 years from now. Maybe 25, 30 years from now. I don't know.
You're saying at some point.
I think Tyrann Mathieu will make it into the Chiefs Ring of Honor at some point. Anyway, all right, let's get to what's trending as people are clowning on you. I'm
They're
sorry.
Saying Dan's, put I'm, Dan Sorensen in.
Yeah, you guys need to relax. I didn't say you should be in
there. We'll get to what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.